turning to golden brown at the tips. I closed my eyes and stretched, listening to the tick and groan of the heating and the muted roar of the traffic, feeling every muscle, revelling in the day to come. I always start my morning the same way. Maybe it's something about living alone. You're able to get set in your ways. There's no outside disruptions, no flatmates to hoover up the last of the milk, no cat coughing up a hairball on the rug. You know that what you left in the cupboard the night before will be in the cupboard when you wake up. You're in control. Or maybe it's something about working from home, outside of a 9-to-5 job. It's very easy for the days to get shapeless, meld together. You can find you're still in your dressing gown at 5 p.m, and the only person you've seen all day is the milkman. There are days when I don't hear a single human voice, apart from the radio. And you know what? I quite like that. It's a good existence for a writer, in many ways. Alone with the voices in your head, the characters you've created. In the silence, they become very real. But it's not necessarily the healthiest way to live. So having a routine is important. It gives you something to hang on to, something to differentiate the weekdays from the weekends. My day starts like this. At 6:30 exactly, the heating goes on, and the roar as the boiler starts always wakes me up. I look at my phone, just to check the world hasn't ended in